Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we Zoom with Ray Lynn. The new album, Baytown, was out on Friday, August the 21st, and Ray Lynn joined us on Coffee, Country, and Cody. We would talk about the process of making a new record during the time of Corona. We'd also talk about her friendship with Blake Shelton and her time on The Voice. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Ray Lynn.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
If I ask you, name the artist who was out with Maren Morris on the Girl World Tour. She's been out with Garth Brooks, Keith Urban, Florida Georgia Line, Kane Brown, Miranda Lambert, and knows Blake Shelton personally.
That's a resume.
Your answer would be, it should only be, one name is all it takes.
That's right.
Good morning, Ray Lynn.
Good morning.
Wow, that's a lot. My gosh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel like in 2020, I've forgotten all the things that I've done. So thank you for reminding me and giving me a little jolt of energy this morning.
Happy to do that. So when does The Voice come into your life? And what were you doing prior to that and meeting Blake Shelton? And really, that's when your life and career changed forever.
I was 17 when I auditioned for The Voice, and before The Voice, I was going back and forth to Los Angeles to pursue acting, and also I was going back and forth to Nashville pursuing songwriting, so I was kind of pursuing two things. I graduated at 16. I graduated early from high school, and so my mom told me that I had to go to college by 18. She's like, I'm going to give you 2 years to try out and figure out what you want to do with this music thing or this acting thing. And then she's like, but you're going to start college like a normal 18-year-old. And I said, okay. And then literally right close to, it was a couple months after my 18th birthday, I got a record deal. And she's like, okay, maybe you can do this. You don't have to go to college.
There you go. Now, that's really interesting. I got to ask you, so being in the acting world and now being in the country music world, how are the industries different? What do you see as the biggest difference between acting and music?
I didn't see much of the acting world because I didn't get, I mean, I just did kind of like the face-to-face auditions. I would say it's very industry driven. You know, it's like, it takes, you have to have a lot on your resume to get those really big jobs, but it taught me a lot about grit and like doing things in front of people. Like, that was so nerve wracking, and it's way more nerve wracking to do that stuff in Hollywood than it is to do in front of, like, you know, singing in front of a radio station or singing on television. For me, it felt better. So I felt like it was just kind of like a stepping stone for me in this industry, because I learned a lot about interviews and so many different things. But I only did that, I only went back and forth for like 6 months. But it was a crazy experience for sure.
Baytown is your new EP, named after your hometown. I looked it up. As of this morning, Baytown, Texas, population 77,024. So you are paying homage to your hometown, because that's where it all started. And with this album comes a new record label, and quite a connection to somebody I mentioned earlier, Florida Georgia Line. Tell us about that before we feature the first single and people get to see the video.
I'm honestly so beyond proud of this project, because I feel like a lot of these last few years figuring out where I wanted to, what I wanted to do with music, was going back to where I'm from and the people that I was surrounded by and the things that make me different in Nashville, which is the fact that I grew up in a town that nobody else in this town grew up in. And that's what shaped me into the woman that I am. And so when I was writing these songs, I was like, they just remind me of my hometown. They remind me where I grew up. They have that sass, that flavor, that grit, that songwriting that I grew up with. And so I just had to, you know, name it Baytown. And I just love Baytown so much. It's a hardworking town. Everybody there is super, you know, hardworking. And I learned so much from my town. It's definitely not small. That's not a small town, but it feels like it because everybody knows everybody. But I honestly just feel so blessed to be able to. My goal when I left Baytown was to put it on the map. I was like, nobody knows where Baytown is, and it makes me mad because Baytown's so cool, and I'm gonna tell people about Baytown.
There you go.
So
sure
who was the first big star you went to see in Baytown, Texas?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we would always go to Houston Rodeo. So the Houston Rodeo is where I went every year to go see things. I mean, I saw Alan Jackson there, the Dixie Chicks, Shania Twain, the Jonas Brothers when I was younger. Like, I've seen everybody there. Baytown played a lot of Texas country. So I grew up going to see Eli Young Band and Randy Rogers Band, all the classic, you know, Texas country bands. And so it's super cool to be able to, like you said, also with my new label, Florida Georgia Lions label, Around Here Records. I love those guys. I've known them since I was 18. We were signed on the same label. The first label I was signed to, which was Big Machines. We were both signed to that label years ago. I mean, they're still signed there, but I'm not anymore. And so to be a part of a label that's ran by artists, and I think it's just a cool dynamic because they know what it takes to be an artist. They know the grit. They know the grace. They know the way you should just let an artist kind of do their thing and they're going to figure it out. And you just got to support that. And I love those guys so much. I feel like they've created such a beautiful family.
Right now is a perfect time to play that new single. And for people who are watching us all over the country on Circle Television, Ray Lynn is our special guest. You want to set up Still Smoking? Tell us about this song. This is a sexy
yes. Song. So me and my husband, we've been married for 5 years now, which I know is not a long time, but hey, I think it's pretty long. That's pretty good. We're killing
good for
it.
You.
Hey, some people get divorced in their first 5 years. That ain't happening for us. Step with me. All right. But I always say, like, we were like, I wrote this song. We've been married. It was right after our 3 year anniversary. And I said, you know, like, I just feel like we're still smoking. We still got it. We're still hot. We're still cool. We're still funny. You know, we still hang out with people. We don't just like, you know, like we're not like that boring married couple yet. We're going to get there, but not yet. And so, that was the idea behind the song. And I just love it because it's a love song, but it's such a feel good song too. And I love songs like that.
Megan, how long you been married? Y'all still smoking? You and Brian?
I think so. 12 years, baby. He's still smoking.
Come on, Rebecca. Girl.
Rebecca and I have been at it 40 years. We feel like we are.
There you go. There you go. Keep it alive.
This is Ray Lynn.
Yeah, let me tell you about a summer flame that turned to a flame that's gonna last forever. One hell of a Saturday in Tennessee. Turn two for better and worse, and the his or hers, you guess the bride just like the.
You got to see it all over the country, and you got to hear it all over the world. Ray Lynn, that is Still Smoking from Baytown, which is her new EP, available wherever you buy or download music. If you got to see it, you got to see that James Bond handsome husband,
oh,
Josh.
Oh, yeah. He's a cutie. And you mentioned
he is a cutie pie.
That's right. He looks good in a music video. What was his reaction when you played that song for him for the first time? Because it's about your relationship.
He's always just like, oh, thanks, babe. He's super shy about everything. Like, or like when I tell him, like when I get home, he's like, I was like, I wrote a song about you today. He goes, you got to quit doing that. Like, he's just so like, he's not like the spotlight kind of guy, which makes me love to put him in the spotlight.
Let's talk about a spotlight guy in your life in the 30 or 40 seconds we have left, Ray Lynn, and that is Blake Shelton. Do you stay in touch?
Yes, we do. I sent him the record before I put it out, and he was mad that I didn't give him Still Smoking to put out himself. And I was like, whatever. But no, he's been such a big supporter of me still, and I love to send him new songs and get his advice. And I just love him so much. He's been family that has been inseparable. We've been inseparable since, you know, I was like 17, 18. So he's just such a good dude. Such a good dude.
Raylan, quickly in closing. Number one food weakness during quarantine. What's it been?
Oh my gosh, chips.
Oh,
chips.
Yeah. Me too.
Chips and like salsa.
All right. Ugh. Go get you some more carbs. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Thank you.
Ray Lynn, Baytown is available wherever you buy or download music.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.